I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. The term epidemic is often used to describe gun crimes in the United States. That word got one Yale sociologist curious: just how contagious is gun violence, and how does it spread? When a disease breaks out, epidemiologists fight back by focusing on transmission. Think needle exchange or sex ed programs, targeted efforts which try to eliminate contagion pathways and combat the spread of disease. Now, Yale sociologist Andrew Papakristos thinks a similar approach can be taken to the epidemic of gun violence.
If it's actually an epidemic, it means it should follow certain types of rules. It should have certain mechanisms of transmission.
To better understand how gun violence is transmitted, Papakristos examined a network of over 130,000 people, looking at instances of co-arrest over an 8-year period in Chicago.
Essentially, if you and I commit a crime together, so robbing a bank, an assault.
The co-arrest data gave Papakristos a kind of social network, a web of associations between people engaging in risky behavior.
And then what we do on top of that is we layer out who gets shot and when to see how they're related in time and in this social space. The result is sort of a social map, essentially, of how these things unfold over time. It's akin to this idea of dropping a bit of ink in a glass of water and seeing it spread out and the types of patterns that unfold.
Papakristos says his model could be used with larger demographic data to have a rapid response to violence, one that better predicts and breaks the chains of transmission from one victim of gun violence to the next.
You can use these sorts of maps to send the right services to the right places at the right time. It does need to be a victim-centered approach. If someone is at risk, you need to be able to get them the services and warning and help that they need in a fashion, regardless of any other labels that they might have.
The work appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.